We're not going to read the entire chapter. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount. It's a wonderful chapter of Scripture. A lot of instruction and counsel that's given. We're going to look near the end of the chapters where we're going to find our text. But let me give you a little bit of, before we get to our text, Jesus has taught a lot of different things. Like, for example, in 19 through 21, he begins dealing with what consumes many times our life. Don't lay up treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. I don't know if you ever had your home broken into. We did in South Carolina. We had our home broken into. We didn't have a lot of treasure, but we had a couple guns. And man, I'll tell you what, I am mad at whoever stole my guns. But you know what? That's what happens. Things, they get stolen. Rust corrupts them. But then he says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves not break through or steal. And here's why. Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Look at me. Can I tell you something? One of the struggles that that we as believers are facing is, where is our treasure? What do we really value? And we spend, if you think about the amount of time, and by the way, God's ordained work, and for you to work and to earn a living and provide for your family, I understand all of those truths. But what happens too many times is, in doing those things, we lose sight of what's most important, and we spend so much time providing for here that we forget that God's given us those resources to invest in eternity. And he says, he goes on to say throughout the chapter, hey, look, you can't serve two masters, for you're going to hold the one and despise the other, or and hate the one and love the other. You can't serve God and money. Then he goes on to say, he goes, why are you so worried about these? And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He goes, consider the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither they toil. But you know what? The Lord provides for the sparrows, for the birds. Consider the lilies of the field. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Where if God so clothed the grass which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of little faith? Saying, look, he takes care of the sparrows, which are, by the way, are pretty much worthless birds. He tells us that. Aren't you? You're worth way more than the sparrows. And he provides for the grass and the flowers that are beautiful today, but then the next day they would take them and they would use that same grass and things, they would tie them up in bundles and use them to start fires to cook on. It's transient. Brings us all the way down to our text. I want you to look with me, please. At verse number 32, he says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. What he's saying, I want you to, what he's saying, the Gentiles is referring to people who didn't know God. So this is what these people spend their lives doing. They spend their time pursuing things and treasure and money and all these things. That's what they spend their time, that's what they're seeking. Look at me. If you know Christ, your life ought to be a little different, shouldn't it? Your value system ought to be a little bit different. Amen. And then he goes on to say this. He says, look what he's, I love this. He says this, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Let me ask you a question. What need is it that you have that God doesn't know about? Not one. And he knows how to provide. And he says, look, he's just given this amazing treatise. Hey, treasure in heaven, not treasure on earth. Hey, you can't love God and money. You can't serve two masters. He says, God takes care of the birds. He takes care of the flowers. Then he says, hey, this is what the unsaved people who don't know God, this is what they're pursuing after. Don't be like them. And he reminds us of this comforting thought. Your heavenly Father knows what you have need of. He knows you have need of all these things. This is the verse I want you to walk out of here with, the truth I want you to remember. Look at verse number 33. But, and that word but is a contrast word. So in other words, it's contrasting the previous verse. Instead of seeking the same thing that unsaved people, people who don't know God, are pursuing, instead, in contrast to that, but seek ye first. You know what the word first means? It's the idea of a priority. You know what your greatest priority is? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he says this, he makes a promise, and all these things shall be added unto you. God first, always in all things. Taking, by the way, all of us differently, the Lord's give, blessed each of us with different resources and abilities. And whether that's an ability that you have, whether it's finances that you have, whether it's some other resource that God has blessed you with, a skill or an ability, it doesn't matter. But you need to realize that everything that you have belongs to God, and he's given it to you to use for his glory and for his kingdom. He says, God first always in all things. And then he makes a promise. You put me first always in all things, and everything you need, he said, will be added unto you. That means he will meet every one of your needs in his way, in his time. And by the way, if he didn't give it to you, you know what that means? You didn't need it in the first place. It's a challenge. Seek ye first. Here's the question I want to ask you as we look at this passage. What are you seeking first? Is it his kingdom or is it yours? Are you laying up treasure in heaven or are you amassing it all here? Are you investing in eternity or are you living for the things? Is your value system the same as those people who don't know God? We're believers. We're following Christ. We have a relationship with our Heavenly Father and the God who takes care of them. When you walk out, the next time you go outside and you see a bird, remember, God's taking care of that bird. When you go out and look at your garden and you see those flowers blooming, God takes care of the flowers. And if he takes care of the birds and he takes care of the flowers, he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of you as a child. But he says, listen, don't waste your life living as someone who doesn't know God and simply living for the temporal, transient things of life. There's more to life, and that is God first, always, in all things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, that which is eternal, what pleases our King, and his righteousness, seeking to always do that please him. The idea of righteousness is the idea of righteous deeds and works and attitudes and actions. I'm seeking to please Christ. He says, when you're pleasing me and you're putting me first, you're my number one priority, which I believe, by the way, this goes back to loving God with all of our hearts. He's first. This is what we love. In other words, we love God more than we love our money and our security and our job and all those things. And whatever we have has been given to us by God. Can I ask you this? Do you really act and live as though God owns everything you have? Is that your car in the parking lot or is it his? Is it your house or is it his? Is it your savings account or is it his? Is it your deer rifle or his? Is it God's boat or yours? Everything I have belongs to God. And everything he's given me, I am to use for his kingdom. I am to use and to serve him first. And all of those things are secondary compared to my relationship with Christ and the purpose which I'm living. And that is this. What I'm seeking, seek ye first. That's a pursuit. That's what the word seek means, to pursue. What I am pursuing in my life, whether I'm at work, whether I'm at home, whether it's my neighbor, doesn't matter what I'm doing, in all things to please my King. And to take the resources and things that God has given me and be willing to use them to invest for eternity for the kingdom of God, trusting that the God who takes care of the birds and the sparrows is going to take care of me. And while I'm doing that, I'm not simply laying up treasure on earth that's going to rust and corrupt and be inherited by someone else. I'm laying up treasure in heaven for the glory of God. That's what I want you to walk away with. God first, always, in all things. Let's bow our heads this afternoon. Our heads are bowed, our eyes